Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now we welcome in James Love from the American Red Cross. And I guess I think about people who have to be really struggling right now, and the American Red Cross is first on the list, because how do you get people in to donate blood with social distancing?
First of all, thanks for having me this morning.
You bet.
That I can really talk to your listeners about, again, our need right now. So we have a major blood shortage right now nationally, and that is because of the number of drives that have been canceled. And just from March 13th until yesterday, nationwide, we've had over 8,700 drives canceled and over 250,000 units of blood that we've not been able to collect.
Oh, gosh.
When you really take that and you look at what a unit of blood does, it helps three patients after we collect that process and give that to a hospital. So right now, we're looking at almost 785,000 people that could be impacted because of the loss of blood right now, which is amazing nationwide. So we're really out there encouraging the public to consider giving blood through this critical period. Both the governor of New York has come out to say that this is an essential function, so you definitely can come out of your homes to do that. And the Surgeon General of the United States has also come out within the last 3 or 4 days and has really provided that information and really stressed the importance of supporting the nation's blood supply.
Now, James, how do you collect blood safely from people and keep them away from each other?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So first of all, we've implemented a number of new protocols for anybody that enters that drive, whether or not you're a staff person, a donor, or a volunteer. The first thing that we're going to do is we're going to take everybody's temperature. And we have these great infrared thermometers that they just basically put right on the forehead that takes that temperature. And if you're showing anything over 99 degrees, you're not entering that drive at all, and you're being asked to call a medical professional, your doctor, with a high grade or a low grade fever. But anything over, again, 99, we're not allowing you to drive. Second of all, we're expanding our questions. So typically, when someone comes to a blood drive on an average day, we have a series of questions that we go through that really talks about your health, et cetera. We're expanding that to really address COVID-19. So again, your travel plans over the last 14 days, your overall health over the last 14 days. And have you been exposed to anybody with COVID-19? And then you mentioned social distancing, which is really probably the bigger piece that we've done here within the blood drive itself. All of our chairs waiting for a blood drive have been separated, and then our beds have also been separated as you're giving. So that is a significant amount of space in between the beds right now. And then, of course, our folks that are collecting the blood are also changing their protective equipment throughout the donor aspect with that. So we're doing what we can. We're following the FDA guidelines. We're following CDC guidelines with that.
We were talking with James Love. He's the executive director of the American Red Cross here locally, Greater Rochester Chapter. I know the executive director. I don't know if you are on top of all the medical aspects of it, but I saw... And you may not be able to answer this. I saw that blood type can be a determining factor in whether you come down with the COVID-19. Have you heard that?
I do not know that, Steve. but I will say this, right now our two main shortages right now are O negative and O positive. So if you've got listeners out there that have those critical blood types, we absolutely need those right now today.
How many people know their blood type?
I know it because you know? Because I'm a blood donor.
Yeah.
We just had this discussion in our house last night because my daughter wants to know her blood type. And I said, it's easy. Let's have you go donate blood. You'll find out your blood type. So
absolutely, and that's where a lot of people find out their blood type is. They come to a blood drive and they figure out what it is.
Sure.
So somebody listening today goes, okay, that's it. I didn't realize the need was so high. I have that blood. Where can they go?
They can do two things. The number one, they can go to www.redcrossblood.org. Take their zip code in. They're going to get a list of all the blood drives they have within that 25-mile area code. They can make an appointment right online. If they don't want to use the internet to do that, they can also call 1-800-RED-CROSS and, again, make an appointment online.
Okay.
See, I have too many medical questions, and, you know, Jim is the executive director. You told me you go through all these different screening processes to make sure that everyone's healthy, but, you know, I think of the person whose symptoms may not have presented themselves at all, and I wonder if that person's blood can be tainted by the COVID-19 virus.
It's a really good question. Right now, again, according to FDA, CDC, you cannot transfuse COVID-19 to individuals through blood.
Okay.
That came out very early in this process. So that is something that again, you cannot catch it through a transfusion.
That's good to know.
Okay. Yeah, that's great to know. All right. Again, all the information is on the website for the American Red Cross. What is that web address again, James?
Sure. It's www.redcrossblood.org.
Thank you so much, James. And if I come down with the rare blood, can I get two juices?
Sure. You know, we're going to give you Lorna Dunes also. Yes. How about that?
Lorna Dunes.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.